Hamishi. Yosef locked up his brothers for 3 days. And afterwards he said, Esu Elokim ani yorei, I fear Hashem, and this is what you should do. Im kenim atem, if you are truthful people, achichem echod ye oser beveis mishmarchem, only one of your brothers should stay here locked up in your jail, in the jail that you were locked up in until now. Viatem, and the rest of you, lechu haviu, go bring to your father's house, shever what you bought, ravoin botechem, for the hunger of the people in your household. V'esachichem akotoin toviu elai, and your younger brother Binyamin bring to me. V'ye'omnu divreichem, and your words will then be verified. V'loi samusu, and you will not die. V'yasu chen, and they did like that. V'yermu ish elochim, and one brother said to the other, Avol, it is true, ashemim anachnu, we are guilty alochinu, concerning our brother Yosef, asheroinu tzoras nafshoi, because we saw the pain of his soul, b'hischananoi eleinu, when he pleaded to us, v'loi shamanu, and we did not listen to him. Alkein bo'o eleinu hatzora hazois, that's why it came upon us, this anguish. Bayan Ruven Oisam Lamor, and Ruven answered them saying, Halo Amarti Alechem Lamor, did I not tell you saying, Al Techetu Vayeled, do not sin with the child, do not sin with Yosef. V'loi Shematem, you did not want to listen to me. V'gam Domoi Hine Nidrosh, and now also his blood is being avenged from us. What is the lashon of V'gam Domoi, also his blood? Rashi said, it is coming to include Yaakov's blood. Ruven said, if Yaakov dies from the tsar of missing Yosef, then not only will we be punished for Yosef's blood, but also, v'gam domai, also for Yaakov, our father's blood. Ramban asks, where do we find that Reuven said these words? If you look in Parshas Vayeshev, all we find Reuven saying in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, is that you shall not kill Yosef with your hands, lo nakenu nafesh, but rather throw him into the pit and let him die there. Where did Reuven tell the Shvatim, Al techetu vayeled, do not touch the child at all? Ramban learns that this statement in Pasuk Chaf Beis was said before Reuven said, lo nakenu nafesh. First Reuven tried to convince the brothers that they should not do anything to Yosef. But after they did not want to listen, v'lo shematem, Reuven said, lo nakenu nafesh, and throw him into the pit. The first words Reuven said was, al techetu vayeled. And the pasuk continues, v'heim lo yodu'u ki shamea Yosef. And the brothers did not know that Yosef understood Lashon HaKodesh. Ki amelitz bein oisom, because whenever they used to speak to each other, Yosef to the Shvatim and Shvatim to Yosef, there was always an interpreter between them. That's why the Shvatim thought that Yosef did not understand. And therefore they spoke these words that were mentioned in Pasuk, Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. These words were spoken in front of Yosef. Who was the Melitz? Rashi says it was Menashe, the son of Yosef. Because Menashe was somebody who understood both languages. He was able to speak Lashon HaKodesh and also the Lashon HaMitzri, the Egyptian language. Vayisav me'alehem vayevk. And Yosef turned away from them and cried. He was crying because he saw that they regretted what they did. And the reason why he turned away from them was because he did not want the brothers to see how he was crying. Vayoshev aleihem vayidaber aleihem. He returned to them and spoke to them. Vayikach me'itom es Shimon. And he took from them Shimon. Vayeser oisoi le'inehem. And he locked up Shimon before their eyes. Why did he specifically take Shimon more than the rest of the Shvatim? Rashi brings down two Pshatim. Either it was because Shimon was the one who threw Yosef into the bar, and that's why he needed a greater kapara, a greater atonement, and therefore Yosef took him to be locked up, or because he wanted to separate Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi together were very dangerous. Those two alone were able to destroy the big city of Shechem. Therefore, in order to separate Shimon and Levi, Yosef took Shimon and locked him up. Rashi points out the lashon of Vayeser Oisei Le'inehem. Shimon was only locked up Le'inehem in front of their eyes, in front of the Shvatim's eyes. But once the Shvatim left, Yosef took out Shimon and gave him food and gave him different type of drinks. Vayitzav Yosef, and Yosef commanded Vayimalu es Kalehem Bar. And they filled up all the Shvatim's vessels with grain. Ulahashiv Kaspeim Ishel Sakoi. And also to return their money, each person to his sack, and to give to the Shvatim food for the way. Vayas lahem kain, and he did for them like this. The Netzivin HaMikdavar asks, why is the Pasuk not consistent in its Lashon? It starts out the Lashon Rabim, Vayimalu eskalehem bar, and they filled up the Shvatim's vessels with bar, with Tfuah. But then the Pasuk switches to a Lashon Yachid, and also to a different Lashon completely, Ulahashiv, and to return Kaspehem Ishel Sakai. Why didn't the Pasuk say, Vayoshivu Kaspehem Ishel Sakai, and they returned the money? Just like the Pasuk says, Vayimalu, it should have said Vayoshivu. And also, the end of the Pasuk is B'lashon Yachid, Vaya'as Lohem Kain, and he did for them like this. Why didn't the Pasuk say Vaya'asu? Therefore, the Netziv learns that there are really two different commandments that Yosef made in this Pasuk. One was to a group of people, and one was to one person. Vayitzav Yosef Vayamalu Eskaleim Bar. Yosef commanded to many servants of his to fill up the Shvatim's Kalim with Tfuah. That's why it says Vayamalu, and they filled up their kalim with bar. It was many avodim, many servants of Yosef who did it. But concerning the end of the pasuk, to return the money to their sacks and to give them tzedo laderech, Yosef did not want this to be public knowledge. He did not want the mitzriim to know about this, that he was returning the money and that he was giving them special food for free for the way. Therefore, he only told one servant of his to do this in order to keep it quiet. That's why the pasuk switches the lashon and says ulahashiv velases, and also that's why it says it belashon yachid vayas lohem kain, because it was only one of Yosef's servants who was involved in this task. Vayisu eshivram achamarehem, and they lifted their purchase on their donkeys. Vayelchu misham, and they went from there. Vayiftachu echad esakoi, and one of them opened his sack. Rashi says it was Levi. Levi was called Echad because he was single. He was missing his companion, Shimon. So Levi opened his sack, Loseis Mispoi Lachamore Bamaloin, to give food to his donkey, Bamaloin, in the place where they were sleeping. Fayaris Kaspoi, and he saw his money, Fihine Hu Befi Am Tachtoi, and his money was there at the top of his sack. Fayomer El Echov, and he said to his brothers, Hushav Kaspi, my money was returned. Vigam Hine Ba'am Tachti, and it is also in my sack together with the tfua, with the grain that we purchased. Fayetze Libam, and their heart sank. Fayecherdu Ishalochiv, and they trembled one to the other. Lamar saying, Mazois also Elekim Lonu. What is this that Hashem did to us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing a bilbul, a libel, to be placed upon us. Vayavoyu al Yaakov Aviyim, and they returned to Yaakov their father, Arto Canaan, to the land of Canaan. Vayagiduloi es kolakores oisam lemar. They related to Yaakov everything that happened, saying, Diber ho'ish adonai ha'oretz itonu koshois. The leader of the land spoke to us harshly, Vayitein oisonu kimeraglam es ha'oretz. And he accused us of being spies of the land. Vayomer elov, we said to him, Kenem anachnu, we are truthful people, lehayinu meraglim, we are not spies. Shneim osor anachnu achim, bnei avinu, we are 12 brothers, the children of our father. Ha'echad einenu, one of our brothers are not here, he is lost. Vehakotoin, hayoim es avinu beres Canaan, and the youngest one, Binyamin, is with our father in the land of Canaan. Vayomer elenu ho'ish adonai ha'oretz, and the master of the land told us, Bezois Eda ki kenem atem. With this I will know that you are truthful people. Achichem o'echad ha'anichu iti. One of your brothers leave with me. Vezravoim botechem kichu valechu. And the food for the hunger of the people of your house, take and return to Canaan. V'haviu es achichem ha'kotoin elai. And bring your younger brother back to me. This way I will know, kiloy miraglim atem, that you are not spies, kichenim atem, that you are truthful people, es achichem etein lochem, then I will return the brother that is locked up, v'esaoretz tischaru, and then you will be able to circulate about in the land. Vayihei merikim sakeim, and it was when they were emptying out their sacks, v'hinei ish tzror kaspei b'sakei, and then all of them found, each one, their bundle of money in their sack. Vayiru es tzroiras kaspeim, and they saw the bundle of money that each one had. Hema vavihem, they and their father saw this. Vayiru, and they trembled. Why did the Shvatim first find their money now, while Levi found his money when he was in the Malon, like is stated in Pasuk Chav Zayin? The Malbim is Medayik, the Lushan, by Levi in Pasuk of Zion. It says over there, by his money, V'hinehu b'fi am tachtoi. It says that his money was at the opening of his sack. But concerning the brothers, it does not say Elashim Befi. It just says, Hey Merikim Sakehem. They were emptying the sacks and they found the money. Because their money was underneath their tfuah all the way on the bottom. That's why they did not find their money right away. The reason why Yosef placed Levi's money more to the top of his bundle, of his sack, because he wanted Levi to be mitzayer, to be in pain more than the rest of the brothers. He wanted Levi to worry even while he was traveling on the road back to Yaakov, because Levi was also part of Shimon's plan to kill Yosef, to throw Yosef into the pit. Vayomu ish alachiv, Shimon said it to Levi. Therefore, Yosef wanted Levi to be punished for that, and he caused him to have more tzar than the rest of the brothers. He placed his money, Befiam Tachtoi, he found it first. But the rest of the brothers first found it later on when they were together with Yaakov Avinu. Vayomer Alehem Yaakov Avihem, and Yaakov their father said to them, Oisi Shikaltem, you have made me childless. Yosef Einenu, Yosef is not here. Vishimon Einenu, and Shimon is not here. Ves Binyamin Tikachu, and now you want to take Binyamin. Olai Hayu Chulono, all this is upon me. Rashi explains that Yaakov now was suspicious that maybe there was foul play over here concerning Shimon and concerning Yosef. He didn't really think that this story made too much sense. If they were accused of being spies, why would the leader of the land allow all the brothers to go home and just hold on to one brother? Wouldn't it make much more sense to lock up all the brothers and let one brother go home and bring back Binyamin? So the story sounded fishy to Yaakov, and therefore he was suspicious that maybe this whole story was not true. They might have killed Shimon and made up this story in order to cover themselves. And once he was suspicious about what happened to Shimon, he was also suspicious about what happened to Yosef. Vayomer Reuven elav of Lamar, and Reuven said to his father, saying, Es shinei vonai Thomas, you can kill my two sons, imloy avi enu elecho, if I do not bring Binyamin back to you. Tana oisei al yodi, give him to me. Vani ashivenu elecho, and I will return him, I will return Binyamin to you. Don't worry. And I am giving as collateral as Mashkin, my two sons. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Lo yered bini imochem. This was not too convincing to Yaakov. Yaakov said, my son will not go down with you. My Bechor, Reuven, seems to be a shoita, a foolish person. He is saying that I should kill his two sons. Does he think that these sons are his sons and not mine? Even though they are his sons, they are my grandchildren. So what type of offer did Reuven think he was giving Yaakov? And Yaakov said, Ki achiv meis, his brother Yosef died. V'hu levado nishar, he is the only one left from what this mother Rachel. U'kura'ohu asim baderech, and an accident might happen on the road, asher telchuvo, that you will go. V'yiradtem esevasi, you will have brought down my old age, b'yogoin, in sorrow, she'oila, to my grave. Varov kaved ba'aretz, and the hunger was very severe in the land. Yehuda said, let us wait until the food runs out. Then maybe Yaakov will be more pressured to send Binyamin with us. Vayehi kasher kilu lechol es hashever. And it was, when they finished eating what they bought, asher heviu mimitzroyim, what they brought from Mitzrayim. Vayomer alehem avihem. And Yaakov their father said to them, Shuvu, return, Shivru lanu ma'atoichel, and buy for us a little bit food. Vayomer elav Yehuda lemar. And Yehuda said to his father Yaakov, saying, Ho'ed he'ed banu ha'ish lemar. This man warned us, saying, Leisiru fanai, do not see my face, bilti, unless achichem itchem, your brother is with you. Im yeshcha mishaleach esochinu itanu. If it is your will to send our brother with us, Nerdo, we will go down, v'nishbaruch l'cha oichel, and we will buy food for you. But, v'im eincha mishaleach, if you do not want to send Binyamin with us, loy nered, we will not go down, ki ha'ish amar eleinu, because the man told us, loy siru fanai, you should not see my face, bilti, unless achichem itchem, your brother is with you. V'yomer Yisrael, and Yisrael said, Lo mahari oisim li, why did you treat me badly? Lahagid lo ish, to tell the man, ha'oid lochem och, that you still had another brother. Vayomru, and they answered, Sho'al sho'al ho'ish lanu ulemailad tenu lemer. This man was persistently asking Lanu about us, Ulimaladatenu, and about our family, saying, Ha'oid Avichem Chai, is your father still alive? Hayesh lachem ach, do you have another brother? Vanaged loy, and we told him, Alpiha devar mo'ele, according to what the questions that he asked, Hayodoya neida, should we have known, ki yoymar, that he would say, Hayridu es achichem, bring your brother down over here. And Rashi adds on with a medrash, that ulemayladatenu lemar, we could not have lied to him, because he knew too much information about us. Ulemayladatenu, and concerning our youth, lemar, he was able to tell us. He was even able to tell us what the wood of our crib was made out of. So how could we even think about lying to him and not telling him the truth? Vayomer Yehuda el Yisrael Aviv, and Yehuda said to Yaakov his father, Shilcha hanar iti, send the nar with me, v'nokuma, and we will get up, v'neilecha, and we will go. V'nichya, we will live, v'loy nomos, and we will not die. Gam anachnu, us, gam ata, also you, gam tapenu, also our young children. Right now, it is a definite fact that if we do not go and buy food from Mitzrayim, we will all die barov with hunger. The fact that Binyamin might be taken away and he might not return, that is a suffix. That is not definite. The ein suffix mitzi mide vadai. A suffix cannot overrule a vadai. So let's go with the definite and let's buy food for our family. V'nichyev leinomos, in order that we will live and not die through hunger. Rashi is medayik the double lashon in Yehuda's words. V'nichyev leinomos, we will live and we will not die. It would have been sufficient for Yehuda to say, V'leinomos, we will not die. Why did he have to say, V'nichyev? Rashi says that it is Ruach HaKodesh that was entering into the mouth of Yehuda. By saying V'nichyev, he was saying that through this trip down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov's spirits will come alive again. V'atechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem. V'nichyev, Yaakov will come alive again because he will see that Yosef is still alive. And Yehuda said, Anoichi Ervenu, I will take responsibility for him. Miyadi tivakshenu, from my hand you will seek Binyamin. Im lo havi oisiv elecho, if I do not bring him back to you, v'hitzaktiv lefanecho, and set him up before you alive, v'chotasi lecho kol hayomim, then I will be a sinner before you, kol hayomim, for all days, even in olam haba, I will lose my olam haba. Ki lulehis mamonu, for had we not delayed, ki ato shavnu, now we would have already returned zeh to this place, pa'amoyim, the second time. We would have already returned with Shimon, and you would not have had to go through all this tzar during this time period. Vayomer aleihem Yisrael aviyem, and Yaakov their father said to them, im kein, if so, if I have to send Binyamin, eifoy, where will I find an etzah, advice to give you? On this I am saying, Zoisasu, this is good advice, this you should do. Kichu mizimas ha'oretz bichlechem, take from the praise of the land in your vessels. Take from the best fruits and the best products of Eretz Yisrael in your kelim. V'haridu le'ish mincha, and bring down to Mitzrayim for the man a present. Ma'at sa'ori, a little bit of sap. U'ma'at devash, and a bit of honey. Nechoyis, wax, v'loit, is a type of an herb. Botnim, pistachio nuts, ushikedim, and almonds. The chesev mishne kechuvi yedchem, and double the amount of money. Take in your hand. Maybe the prices went up to buy grain. Vesa chesev hamusha befiam techoisechem, and the money that was returned to the top of your sacks. Toshivu viyedchem, return in your hand. Ulai mishkehu, maybe it was an oversight. Vesachichem kochu, and your brother you shall take. Take Binyamin. Vekumu, and get up. Shuvu Eloish, return to the man in Mitzrayim. Now you are only missing tefillah, so let me daven for you. Vekel Shakai, and Hashem, who is sufficient in his mercy, Yitein lochem rachamim lefnei ha'ish, he shall give for you mercy before this man. Veshilach lochem esachichem, and he shall free for you your brother Shimon. Acher, referring to Yosef, Yosef should also reappear into the picture. Ves Binyamin, and Binyamin should also be sent back. Va'ani and I, kasher shecholti, just like I am childless from Yosef and Shimon, shecholti, I will be childless from Binyamin misafik. Va'yikhu ho'anoshim es hamincha azois, and the men took this present, umishne kesef, and double the amount of money, lokhu v'yodam, they took in their hand, ves Binyamin, and they took Binyamin, va'yakumu v'yeredu Mitzrayim, they got up and went down to Mitzrayim, v'yamdu lefnei Yosef, and they stood before Yosef. It's interesting that the pasuk lists that they took the mincha, the present, they took double the amount of money to buy new food. They took binyamin. But it does not mention that they also took the money that was returned into their sacks, their original money. One has to understand why this is not listed in Pasuk Tesvav. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yutes, Beveis Mishmarchem. Your brother should be locked up in your jail. Why was it called your jail? Sha'atem Asurim Boy Achshav. Since you are locked up in it now, that's why the Pasuk calls it Mishmarchem, your jail. V'atem L'chu Haviyu. And you should go and bring El Beis Havichem to your father's house. Shever Ravon Botechem. Ma Shekonisem. What you bought L'Ravon for the hunger. Anshe Botechem for the people of your household. V'yayamnu Devrechem. If you will bring Binyamin, your words will be verified. Yis'amsu V'yis'kaimu. They will be verified and fulfilled. K'moy. Just like the Pasuk says in Parashas Nosai concerning a Saita. The Saita says, Amen, Amen. That is a lashon of saying that it's true. Ukmai ye Amen no dvarecho. Let your words come true. Avol kitagume bekushta. Like Targum says, bekushta, which means in truth, it is true. Veroisi bebereishis rabba. I saw in the bereishis rabba lishna deroima, the lashon of the people of the south. Avol means baram, and baram means in truth. So we see that Avo means in truth, because the Bereishis Rabbah also teaches it like that. Bo'o Eleinu, Tamoy Bebeis. The accent is on the Beis in the beginning of the word, Mil'el. Lefi Shehu Beloshen Avar, because it is past tense. Shekfar Bo'o, because it already came upon us, Hatzorah Hazois, this anguish. V'tagumoy, and Targum says, Osas Lono. It came upon us, which is a Loshen Avar, a past tense. V'gam Domoy, Zok Rashi, Esin Vegamin Ribuyin. Whenever the Torah says Es or Gam, it is a Ribuy, it is including something. Over here the Pasuk is including Damoy Vegam Dam Hazokin. Not only is the blood of Yosef being avenged, but also the blood of his father will be avenged if Yaakov will die. Maskal David asks, why over here when we have a Ribuy, do we come to include the Dam, the blood of Yosef's father Yaakov? Vegam Damoy, not only Yosef, but also his father. If you look earlier in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud, when Cain killed Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Cain, Me'osisa, koil demei ochicha tzayakim elai min ha'adamo. The voice of the blood, demei, of your brother, are screaming to me from the earth. Rashi is medayek, why does it say demei b'loshim rabim? He says, not only is Hevel's blood screaming from the earth, but also Dam Zari Yosef, the blood of his children that he could have had, are also screaming from the earth. So over there we have a Ribuy also, and we are marbe his children. Over here we do not say Vigam Dama Hine Nidrosh, not only is the blood of Yosef being avenged, but also the blood of his children. But rather over here we are being marbe Yaakov's blood. Why the difference? Maskal David answers, it depends where the Ribuy is. Over there, the Ribuy is at the end of the word. The word is dumb, and we added a yud, demei, to make it plural. Since the riboy is from the end of the word, that's why we are being marbe, something that's after Hevel, his children. But over here, the riboy is gam, and gam is before the word damoy. That's why we are marbe, something before Yosef, which is Yosef's father. Zok Rashi, Vehem lo yodu kishamea Yosef. They did not know that Yosef understood. Mevin l'shoinam, that he understood their language. Umbefanav hayu medabrim kein. And in front of Yosef, they spoke pasuk chaf aleph and pasuk chaf beis. Ki amelitz bein oisam. Ki kishahoyu medabrim imoy. Whenever Yosef and the brothers spoke, hayu hamelitz beinayim. There was always an interpreter between them. Hayodea loshen ivri v'loshen mitzri. Who knew the Hebrew language and the Egyptian language. V'hayu amelitz divrayam liyosef v'divrei Yosef lohem. And he would interpret Yosef's words to them and their words to Yosef. L'kachayu svurim, that's why the Shvatim thought, she'en Yosef makir b'loshen Ivri, that Yosef did not understand the Loshen, the language of Ivri. Hamelitz, who was the Melitz, the Menashe benoi, it was Menashe, Yosef's son, who knew both languages. V'yisoyv me'alehem, and he turned from them. Nisrachik me'alehem, he furthered himself from his brothers, she'lo yir'uhu b'yche, in order that the Shvatim should not see him crying. V'yev, why did Yosef cry? Because he heard that they regretted what they did. Es Shimon, Yosef took and separated Shimon. Who is Shlicha Labar? Shimon was the one who threw Yosef into the pit. Hu she'amar le'Levi. He is the one that said to Levi, Hinei balach alomis halazeh bo. Here comes the dreamer. The pasuk says, "Vayomru ish alochiv," and one brother said to the other brother. Rashi in Parshas Vayechi says, "Ish alochiv" is referring to Shimon to Levi, and since Shimon was the instigator, that's why Yosef took Shimon and locked him up. He needed a greater kapara, a greater atonement. Davar acher, nischavin Yosef lafridim Levi. Yosef intended to separate Shimon from Levi. Shema yisyatsu shneim laregoisei, because he was afraid that both of them together might conspire to kill him. And that's why he separated Shimon from Levi and locked up Shimon. Maskel David learns that really there is a kasha on each one of these pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is learning the reason why Shimon was taken is because since he was the one who instigated the Avera against Yosef, he needed a greater kapara. Frek the Maskel of David, if he needed a greater kapara, why did Yosef take Shimon out of jail once the brothers left? Rashi learns, le'enehem, that he only locked up Shimon in front of them, but once the brothers left, he took Shimon out of jail and gave him food and drinks. Why did he do that if he needed a kapara? And on the second pshat, that learns that he wanted to separate Shimon and Levi, why did he take Shimon and lock Shimon up? He could have just as well taken Levi, because the whole point was to separate the two. Why did he take Shimon more than locking up Levi? Zakrashi vayeser oisoi le'inehem. He only locked up Shimon in front of their eyes, in front of the Shvatim. V'kivan shiyatsu, once the Shvatim left Mitzrayim, haitziu v'hechilu v'ashkeu. Once they left Mitzrayim, he took Shimon out, he gave him to eat, and he gave him to drink. V'yiftach ha'echad, and one of them opened his sack. Hu Levi, shenisha yochid mishimon ben zugai. Levi is called the Echad, because he was left alone from his companion Shimon. Malone is a place where they slept at night. And he found his money b'fi am tachtoi. Am tachtoi means hu sak. It means a sack. V'gam, hine b'am tachti. It is also in my sack. What does it mean, v'gam? It is also. Gam ha'kesef boi imatzvua. The money is also there together with the grain. Mazois also lekim lanu. L'havienu lide alilozu. To bring us to this libel, because the money was only returned to us in order to make a bilbil upon us. If you bring back Binyamin, then you will be able to circulate around the land. Go around. And every lashon of seichrim, which means merchants, uschira, merchandise, al shem shemachazrin v'seivim achar prakmatya, because the merchants are constantly going around and around in order to find merchandise to sell. Tzurar kaspoy, kesher kaspoy, the bundle of his money. Yaakov said, Oisi shikaltem, you made me childless. Melame, this teaches us, shechoshton, that he accused the brothers, shema hargu, maybe they killed Shimon, oy micharuhu, or they sold him, ki Yosef, just like Yosef. As we explained earlier, Yaakov had difficulty with this story. This accusation that they were meraglim did not really make sense to Yaakov, because it would have made much more sense for the leader of Mitzrayim to send back one brother and to lock up the rest of them, rather than to send back all of them and lock up one. Therefore, he was suspicious that maybe Shimon was killed and Yosef was killed and the brothers were covering it up. Shikaltem, kol mishe bonov avudim karu shikol. Any person whose children are lost is called shikol. Layer bni imachem, Yaakov said, my son will not go down with you. Like Kibel Devarov, he did not accept the words of Shel Ruvain of Ruvain. Omar, he said, Bechor Shaita Huzet, this son of mine is foolish. Hu Aymer Laham is Bonov. He is saying to kill his children. Vechi Bonov Heim Velei Bonai? Is it his children and not my children? Yaakov was saying, what type of offer is my son Ruvain giving to me? That if he doesn't keep his end of the deal, I can kill his children. What would I gain by that? I'm hurting myself. These are also my children. I was wondering why we can't have the same taina concerning what Yehuda said. Yehuda said that if I do not bring Binyamin back, then I will lose my Olam Haba. Was this a good thing for Yaakov? Was Yaakov satisfied with such a piece of information that if Yehuda does not keep his end of the deal, Yehuda will lose his Olam Haba? Yaakov will also be bothered if Yehuda lost his Olam Haba, just like he would be bothered by killing his grandchildren, the children of Reuven. So why was he satisfied with the offer of Yehuda more than the offer of Reuven? Zakrashi kasha kilu lecho. Yehuda omer lahem. Yehuda said to them, Himtinu lezaken. Let's wait for our father, our old man, ad shetich lepas min abayis, until the food of the house has become depleted. This way, he might be more interested and easier to persuade to send Binyamin. Kasha kilu. Targum says kat sheitziu, when the food is finished. Vametargim kat sapiku. The one who is metargim kat sapiku when they had enough. Taya is making a mistake if he is metargim that on this pasuk. Kasha kilu hagmalam lishtois, the pasuk in Parashas Chayesar, when the camels finish drinking. Miturgim kat sapiku, over there you can be metargim kasha kilu kat sapiku when they had enough. Because kisheshasu is day sipukam, when camels drink enough, hugamashi siyasam, that is the end of their drinking. So we can taich kad sapiku on the words kashakilu, because when the camels finished drinking, then they had enough. Avalzeh kashakilu lechol, over here when it says kashakilu lechol, when the food was finished, kashatama eichel, who it is referring to when the food was finished, there was no food left. Umetargaminon, and the correct targum of these words are kat sheitziu, when it was finished. We can only taich kat sapiku by the camels, because by the camels, when they had enough, that's when they are finished. But over here, it means that it was used up. So you have to be metargamit kat sheitziu. Zakrashi hoyed heyed, loshin asra, it means a warning. The man warned us that you should not see my face without Binyamin. Shestam hasro masra bay bifnei edim, because typically one warns with witnesses. That's why the lashon of warning is used as a lashon of ha'ed, because warning is usually with edus. Bechein, and so it says in the pasuk ha'idoisi vachem, and also the pasuk raid ha'ed ba'om. The second raya seems to be a very good raya. Raid, go down, ha'ed ba'om, warn the om. We see that ha'ed means warning, just like ha'ed in our pasuk. The first raya that Rashi brings seems to be difficult, because over there, ha'idoisi bachem, does not mean warn them, but rather it means testify against them, the Shemayim va'oretz. The Shemayim and the Oretz should be edim against you. So what type of raya is Rashi bringing from there? We are not trying to prove that a lashon of edus means witnesses. We are trying to prove that ha'ed means to warn, and that pasuk l'chayra is not talking about a warning. Zak Rashi loy siru ponai bilti achichem itchem loy siruni, you shall not see me beloy, without achichem itchem, your brother with you. Rashi is learning the word bilti, it means beloy, without. Loy siru ponai, do not see my face, bilti, without your brother with you. Without your brother with you, do not see my face. Vocalist tergem Elohein kad achuchem imchem, do not see my face unless, only if your brother is with you. Which means, you shall not see my face. Bilti, only when can you see my face? Achichem etchem, if your brother is with you. Zakrashi yishev hadover aloifanoi. He has explained the pasuk correctly in the content of the pasuk. V'leidikdek, but he was not careful, letargim achar loshan amikra, to explain the language of the pasuk correctly. Bilti does not mean only. It means, like Rashi says, bilti, without your brother with you. Zakrashi lanu ulu maladatenu, lemishpachaisenu. He asked about us and our family. Umidrashoi afilu in yone atsei arisesenu gila lanu. He was even able to tell us what the wood of our cribs were made out of. So we were not able to lie to him because he knew too much about us. Ulu maladatenu lemar. He was telling us about our maladatenu, about our youth, about the wood of our cribs. Vanaged loy, and we told him sheish lanu avoyach al pi advar ma'ele al pi she'eloisav asher shal who's kaknu lahagid. According to his questions that he asked, we had to answer. Ki yoymar, ki means asher yoymar, ki meshamish b'loshen im. The word ki in this pasuk means im. The im meshamish b'loshen asher, and im can mean asher. Hareze shimush echad midal l'shoynes shemeshamish ki. One of the four expressions that ki is used for is im, v'hu I, which is the same as I. Shari ki zeh k'moy im, because this ki is like im. K'moy ad im dibarti devarai, just like ad im dibarti devarai, means ad asher dibarti devarai. Here too, ki means im. And im can mean asher. So the pasuk over here says ki yoimar haridu es achichem. It means asher yoimar haridu es achichem. How were we supposed to know asher yoimar that he would say to bring down your brother? So Rashi v'nichye nitznis by ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh entered into the mouth of Yehuda. Aydei halichazu. Through this going, techi ruchacha, your spirits will live again. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, vatechi ruach Yaakov Aviem, the spirit of Yaakov Aviem was alive again after he heard that Yosef was living. V'loy namus barov, we shall not die with hunger. Binyamin safek yitpas, safek lo yitpas. Binyamin is a safek if he will be seized or not. V'anu kulanu meisim barov, but all of us will definitely die in hunger im leinelech if we do not go and buy food. Mutav. It is better to disregard the uncertain and grab hold of the definite. Yehuda said, if I do not bring him before you and set him up before you, I will not bring him before you dead, alive, I will set him up alive before you. I will sin to you for all days, which is referring to Olam Haba. Yehuda was willing to give up his Olam Haba if he does not bring Binyamin back to Yaakov. Luli es mamonu, for had we not delayed al yotcha because of you, kvar hayinu shavim in Shimon, we would have already been back with Shimon, v'loinis ta'arta kol hayom halalu, and you would have not have been in pain for all these days. Eifai, Zagrashi, kol loshin eifai loshin yeserhu. Whenever it says eifai, it is an extra expression. It is a word in the pasuk which really you could get away without using that word. Lasakin hamila, it just enhances the word b'loshin ivri in the Hebrew language. And this is what it means over here. Im kain, if so, is dakek lasais shesh lochenu imochem. I need to do this to send Binyamin with you. I have to think about it and to seek out where will I find good advice for you. To tell you. And I'm telling you now, Zois Asu, this is what you should do. Eifoy means where will I find advice? And on this I'm telling you, Zois Asu, do this. Take me Zimras Ha'oretz, Miturgam Midemishbach Ba'ara, from the praise of Eretz Yisrael, Shakol Mezamrim Olav Kishu Bala Olam. Everybody is praising these fruits when they come to the world. Nechois, Zagrashi Shava, wax. The Maskal of David is Medayik. Over here, Rashi only brings down one shot in Nechois, wax. But in Parashas Vayeshev, when it says, V'hine Urchois Yishma'elim Ba'a Migilot, Ugmalehem Noiseim, Nechois Utsri Valoit. The camels of the Ishmaelim were carrying Nechois, Tzri, and Light. Over there, Rashi says, Nechois can either mean wax, like he says over here, but he also brings down another pshat, that Nechois means any combination of besamim. So why over here does he not bring down that second pshat? Maskil David answers, because over there, Nechois is mentioned first. Nechois Utsri Valoit. So since it was mentioned first, it must be a very important item. We can say that it means besamim. But over here, where tzari is mentioned first, ma'at tzari, u'ma'at tevash, and then it says nechois, it must be of lesser value. Therefore, Rashi only explains it to mean, over here, wax. Batnim, lo yadati mahim, I do not know what batnim are. Uvepirish aleph beis, shel Rav Mochir, in the pirish aleph beis, of Rav Mochir, ro'isi, I saw him write that it means pistachios. V'doimali shehem afarsakin. Rashi did not know what pistachios meant. He did not know that they were nuts. So he says, V'doimeli, I think pistachios are afarsakin, peaches. But in essence, we know, in our language, that pistachios are a type of a nut. And really, it's written next to shkedim, batnim ushkedim, two types of nuts, almond nuts and pistachio nuts. Zakrashi v'kesev mishneh, pishnayim karishoin, double the amount of money than we brought the first time. Kichu b'yedchem, take in your hand, lishbar oichel, to buy grain, shema hukar ashar, maybe the price went up. And also take the money that you found returned in your sacks, ulai mishkahu, maybe it was an oversight, shema hamamuna alabayis shakhu shoygeg, maybe the one who was appointed over the household forgot it there by mistake. Bekel shakai, me'ata einchem chaserim klum, now you are not missing anything. Elot fila, just prayer. Hareini mispalal aleichem, I will daven for you. V'kel shakai. Shedai ben Asinas Rachamov, he is sufficient in his mercy. Ukedai hayacholus biyodai litain, and he is sufficient in his hand to give. Yitain lochem rachamim, he should give you mercy before the ish. Zehu pshutai, that is the simple meaning. Umidrashai, the Medrash says, Misha omar lo'olam dai, the one who said to the world, die. Because the world was created as a small object, and it kept on expanding and expanding, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die, it is enough. Do not expand anymore. Misha Omar La'ilam Dai, the one who said die to the world, Yomer Dai L'Tzaroisai, he should say, die, it is enough to my Tzaris. Shalei Shakadati Mina Urai, I was never at peace from my young age. Tzaris Lavan, I had anguish from Lavan. Tzaris Esav, problems with Esav. Tzaris Rachel, problems with Rachel dying at a young age. Tzaris Dina, the Tzara of Dina, who was kidnapped by Shechem. Tzaris Yosef, who was sold. Tzaris Shimon, who is taken now by the king of Mitzrayim. And Tzaris Binyamin, that I might lose now. So the one who said, Dai la'olam, should say, Dai la'tzaroisai. V'shilach lochem, Zakrashi v'yiftar l'choin, he should free to you. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Yiftarenu me'asurav, he should free Shimon from his jail. Lashon l'chofshi yishalchenu, Lashon of to freedom you shall send him. Ve'enu noifel b'targum lashon v'yishlach. It does not make sense to explain this word to mean that he should send Shimon to you. Shari l'sham heim holchim etzloi. The brothers were going to Yosef. So it would not make sense to say that Yosef should send Shimon to the brothers. Therefore, the pasuk it means to say v'shilach lochem, Yosef should free Shimon. Esachichem is referring to Shimon. Acher ruach hakodesh nizrukabay l'rabis Yosef. Ruach hakodesh entered into the word, into the mouth of Yaakov, to include Yosef. Acher, you will also get another brother besides for Shimon. Vani at shuvchem. And I, until you return, Eish Shokel Misafik, I will be childless from Binyamin Misafik. Kasha Shecholti Mi Yosef Umi Shimon. Just like I am definitely childless from Yosef and Shimon, Shecholti Mi Binyamin, I will become childless from Binyamin Misafik. Zakrashi Ves Binyamin, Mitargaminon Udevaru Yos Binyamin. On the Pasuk that says that they took Binyamin, Targum says Udevaru Yos Binyamin. They persuaded Binyamin. Lefi she'ein lekichas hakesef ulekichas ha'odom shaveh b'loshen arami. In the Aramaic language, when one takes money and when one takes a person, the same loshen is not used. B'davar ha'nikach b'yad, concerning something that is taken by hand, mitargaminan unesev, and he took. U'davar ha'nikach b'anogas dvarim, but someone, a person that is taken by words, mitargaminan, targum says u'devar. That's why when it says that he took Binyamin, it says Udevar Yos Binyamin. But when they took the money, it says Unesivu. Unesivu means to take an object. Udevar is used when one is taking a person.